So we saw some clarity at the weekend with a great diamond rush to Kwaglati in Ladysmith in KwaZulu-Natal. The mining experts have come out now and said that those stones that were found in Ladysmith are quartz crystals, not diamonds. So the KwaZulu-Natal Economic Development, Tourism and Environmental Affairs, MEC Ravi Pillay, having a press conference yesterday about this, saying that they tested these and they found that they are quartz crystals indeed. Dr. Gideon Groenewald is a geologist joining us now. Dr. Groenewald, thank you for your time. Are you surprised that they turned out to be quartz crystals and not diamonds?
No, I'm not surprised at all that they are quartz crystals. Quartz crystals, in fact, quartz is the most abundant mineral that we find on Earth. So it's a very, very abundant little crystal. The only difference is that the crystals these people discovered were very, very unique in the fact that they were near perfect quartz crystals, and they are very difficult to find. You don't find them every day. So I'm not surprised that they are not diamonds. I'm disappointed. I would have been very, very excited if they were. Because I still believe there are several places in South Africa where there are hidden treasure that we haven't discovered. And I'm very for shepherd boys and people in the veld picking up these things and ask questions. And that is, for me, the value of these diamond crystals is not, the quartz crystals is not in the quartz crystal or whether they were diamonds or not. The value is in that the normal people out in the street have now seen these things. And that is very exciting to me, that we have suddenly South African public who now recognize crystals, and although they ask questions whether they're diamonds or not, they mustn't undervalue these things. These quartz crystals are selling anything between 1 cent, if you want to, in dollar terms, up to $7 for a crystal. So that's 300 rand. So these are not valueless little crystals. They're just less valuable than diamonds because there are so many of them.
Sure, and that's exactly what happened in this instance. So there was a cattle herder, Poko Mofokeng. He came across these glass stones while digging in a field in mid-June, and that's what started this diamond rush. And what it shows us also really is that there are issues here around socioeconomic challenges.
Yeah, and I mean, you know, I drive around in a Volkswagen Beetle because I can't afford a Mercedes Benz. Now, they're saying, yeah, you've got a diamond person who actually mines and trade in diamonds, and his budget is billions. And then you have people who can trade with quartz, and their budget can be 50 to 100 to 500 rand. And so it's not that they're valueless. It's the difference in perception. You know, a diamond is useless unless you sell it. So you couldn't buy a diamond for 1 million rand, and if nobody wants to buy it off you, the value of that diamond stays zero. So the same with a quartz crystal. You have 100 of these crystals and you can sell them for X, then you might even reach the value of one diamond crystal. So that is what I'm interested in, is how are we going to use this find to educate our people in South Africa and tell them that you can increase the value of these crystals very easily to make them valuable and to sell them into the tourism market and into people who are looking for gemstones, because quartz has been used as a gemstone for all the millennia that human beings exist. You know, the quartz crystal is the most common crystal used for chandeliers in France. You know, if you see all these flicks about the chandeliers on the Titanic and so on, when the light was shining in different colors, that's all quartz. That's all quartz.
Well, we can pray, and we'll keep hunting down those treasures. Dr. Gideon Groenewald, a geologist, explaining to us there about these quartz crystals. They are not diamonds, unfortunately, but they are not valueless.